Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, and all of this week, we continue the great season of Advent. I think I've said this many times on the radio, but Advent is my favorite season. It's a time of anticipation, a time of joy, and at the same time, it's a time to really take a look at yourself. Is my life in a place where I can honestly welcome the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords coming in the flesh to save me? Do I understand how desperately I need the salvation of God because I can't save myself? Advent's a time for house cleaning. It's a time for purging all the excess baggage that we have, that we carry around. It's a time to really look at our lives and say, is my life, here's an image, is my life a highway where God can move freely at will and at whatever speed he wants to? Is my life available to him in that way? Where do I put up obstacles to acknowledging Jesus as my Savior, my Redeemer? Where do I put up obstacles? Do I believe that I need to be saved? Do I believe that I need to be redeemed? I can't save myself and I can't redeem myself. How willing are we to acknowledge our deep and absolute need for God? We try in this world, we try in every way possible to say, I'm my own person, I don't need God, I can handle myself, I'm resourceful, I can make this work. Only to find down the road that we can't make it work, or it doesn't succeed the way we want it, or trials and difficulties come into our lives and our dreams are shattered. How much better it is to put ourselves into the Lord's hands and to say in this Advent, Lord, prepare me. Prepare me to see your face. May I, as we enter the great season of Christmas, on Christmas Eve, may I come to you more empty, but more secure, more depending on you rather than on myself. Has my faith in you grown? Is my faith stronger than it was? You'll see that I'm offering again my little booklet that I think can be very, very helpful to you on faith. How do we grow in faith? God wants us to grow. And I know I've been saying this off and on, but this is a season, brothers and sisters, this is a season to really take a look at our faith. Last week, I quoted from a marvelous teacher who can speak eloquently about what faith really is, Sister Ruth Burroughs, and I quoted it to you last week. I want you to go back to those programs, listen to it again. Because faith essentially means that I take myself, which I can't honestly do, take myself out of the center of my life and replace myself with God. Who's the center of my life? Is it me? Does everything refer back to me? Or does everything in my life refer back to God? That's the essence of faith. Is God in the center of my life? Have I allowed myself to be displaced? Have I allowed myself to be willing to take second place and let God be at the center of my life and let God lead me rather than my hopes, my dreams, my desires? You can have them and bring them to the Lord, hopes and dreams and desires. But what you want is those hopes, dreams, and desires conform to his plan, because he has a better plan for you than we can ever have for ourselves, ever. So you want to put yourself into his hands. It's hard. I don't want to do that. I'll trust him for certain things. But to trust him with my whole life? And yet he is the creator, and he is the savior and the redeemer of my life. Why wouldn't I want to trust him? There's a logic to that. So I really urge you, brothers and sisters, in this Advent season, this is one of the things that we really need to focus on, is how strong is our faith. So as we begin this second week of Advent, let us be a people who desire him, a people who long for him, a people who seek his face with all of our hearts. Take a look today then at the first reading, which is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. Now take this imagery. What is desert? What is barren? What is dry? What does not bear fruit? The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. That's what God wants for his people. That's an image that portrays part of why he came as our Savior. He wants to save us from our own sin and our own self-destruction. Let him save you. Give your life to him. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Brothers and sisters, take that personally. Take it for your family. Take it for your parish. Your Savior comes to save you. This is what God wants to do. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. We are deaf and blind, brothers and sisters, and we don't many times recognize it. We think we see and we think we hear, but we don't hear the voice of the Lord. We're deaf and blind sometimes to the voice of the Lord, to the actions of the Lord in our lives. That's where faith comes in, to believe that he knows every detail of my life and loves me and wants to provide for me, wants to give me what I need in order to be able to follow him. Streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools and the thirsty ground springs of water. That's what God wants to do in you, in your family, in your parish, in the church, in this land. That's what God wants to do, but we need to come to him. The abode where jackals lurk will be a marsh for the reed and the papyrus. A highway will be there called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. No lion will be there, nor beast of prey go up to be met upon it. It is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. Now that's only going to be fully accomplished when we die and come before God face to face, when we enter heaven. But even now, brothers and sisters, on this earth, God wants us to bloom. God wants us to flourish. And he will make it so if we give our lives to him, if we believe in him, believe in his word, believe in his promises. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we trust all kinds of people who aren't trustworthy. Why do we not trust the Lord of Lords and his love for each of us? Psalm 85 tells us our God will come to save us, and he will. And that's what we want to cry out during this Advent season. Come, Lord, come and save me. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who'd come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle of the front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." He saw their faith. Brothers and sisters, look, these friends took a poor, crippled man. They took the tiles off the roof. They lowered him down in front of Jesus because the crowd was too great. They cared about their friend. Do we care about those in our lives? Do we care enough to help make a way for them to meet Jesus? That's our call. That's what God wants of us. And the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, see, they're just always trying to find fault with Jesus. Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins? Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them in reply, notice, they didn't speak that out loud. What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the one who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home. Notice, he forgave his sins and then he healed his body. He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. And then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God and struck with awe. They said, we have seen incredible things today. Brothers and sisters, there are incredible things that God wants to do and is doing in our lives. But the stronger our faith, the more we're willing to say, Lord, do with me as you wish, the more we're willing to allow the Lord to use us to serve others, the more we're going to see healing, the more we're going to see what the power of forgiveness can do in our lives and in the lives of others. The Lord, brothers and sisters, has so much for us. We carry so much baggage. We carry so much pain. We try to take care of ourselves, and the Lord says to us, come, come and sit before me. Come and let me save you. He won't force himself on us. This is a time, brothers and sisters, this Advent season, to grow in faith. Ask God. It's God who supplies. We can't supply it, but ask God. Ask God, help me to grow in faith. And when we're in that posture, we're going to see great things in our lives and in the lives of those we love. May God give you the grace of great faith in this Advent season. God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.